We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
My daughter, Chloe, is 12. Gorgeous. An actress. She just got the lead in The Wizard of Oz. She's playing Dorothy. Enough of my bragging. So, boys come by. And they ring our doorbell, and they yell, and then they run. That's how they flirt. Then, at school, in order to show their affection, they pick on her. Stupid crap. And not with Chloe in particular, but some boys, their way of showing affection, they'll push a girl, maybe pinch a girl. That's their way of showing affection. Which, when I was that age, we did the same stupid crap. And when you get older, you think of this. So, does it mean a young girl is validated when she's older by a man who picks on her, who's physical with her, who does stupid things, says stupid things, maybe? And if we get to kids at this age, can we prevent the violence that occurs, sexual harassment, homophobic teasing? I think we can. And the folks at UPMC say the same thing. Dr. Elizabeth Miller, who's the director of the Division of Adolescent and Young Adult Medicine at UPMC Children's, is kind enough to join us. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. My story about my daughter is not unusual, is it?
Indeed, it is not unusual at all, and we know that sexual harassment, homophobic teasing, bullying behaviors are far too common among our early adolescents, middle school students.
Yeah, and think about it. You're a queer, making these rude comments. When kids are young, they think it's fun. And some of the old school folks would say, it's just kidding, it's just teasing. But it can evolve, can it not?
Correct, correct. So we have known in the sexual violence prevention field for a long time that sexual harassment, homophobic teasing, those kinds of sort of derogatory comments, the quote-unquote boys will be boys
yeah.
kinds of behavior actually do contribute to the use of sexual violence in their mid-adolescent into young adult years.
Isn't it up to me personally and my wife? If we hear this stuff at home, or don't do it at home, don't tease that way, don't use names. Is it really up to the hospitals and doctors to try and address this?
Well, so, you know, I think that it is all of our responsibility to address this, and certainly for pediatricians and parents, but I think, you know, what we are talking about today is also the possibility that athletic coaches working with, you know, kids in sports, which is somewhere over 80% of young people this country are involved in some kind of athletics. So why not work with coaches to encourage them to talk to their athletes about the critical importance of respectful, nonviolent behavior?
It's fascinating, actually, Doctor, this conversation. I find it very intriguing because I played a lot of sports, and everything was passed off, the homophobic comments, the male macho kick his you-know-what comments. It's all passed off as locker room talk. And even our own president did that with this obnoxious tape that was released about his behavior. But this can carry over into normal everyday life, can it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more that that behavior is normalized, the more that people who use violence in their lives are getting away with it.
What do you do, Doc? What do you recommend?
So, you know, I think certainly, you know, want to talk about the critical importance of evidence-based, you know, prevention programs that we need to have available in schools and in our after-school settings. The one program that we just conducted research on involves training athletic coaches to talk to their male athletes about the critical importance of respectful language and the role that athletes have as leaders in their school community to interrupt their peers' disrespectful and harmful behavior. And what we are finding is that when this program is introduced to middle school male athletes, that not only did we actually increase the likelihood of boys interrupting their peers' disrespectful behavior, what we call positive bystander behavior, but we also reduced the use of abusive behavior in their own dating relationships 1 year later. And it's these kinds of prevention programs that, you know, I'm hoping that your listeners are thinking, wow, that sounds intriguing, and let's talk to my athletic director, our school superintendent, about bringing this program to our schools.
I love it. I'm a big fan. I completely agree. It's interesting, though, doctor, and I know you've heard this. What are you doing? You're going to turn our boys into a bunch of sissies. That's what kind of the undertones you'll get from the athletic world, is it not, doctor?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what you're pointing to is this concept of toxic masculinity or harmful masculinities that has been very much our national conversation in the hashtag MeToo era. Right, where so many women have come forth saying this kind of behavior needs to stop. And what's exciting about the Coaching Boys into Men program is that it actually tackles those harmful masculinities with coaches saying, you know what, aggression on the sports field does not belong in your relationship ever. You are not a strong man by bragging about your sexual reputation. Asking for consent should be routine, right, so that we are really starting to change the script so that we do not tolerate those kinds of harmful masculinities. What we know is that the more that boys endorse these kinds of more progressive gender beliefs, right, that the more that they understand that respect and nonviolence is part of manhood, right, part of being a good and respectful man, that we can really start to change the way in which we think about this as opposed to talking about turning boys into sissies and so on and so forth.
Don't we also have to make sure our daughters are willing to say, hey, stop, I don't accept
exactly.
that. It works both ways.
Exactly. And I think it's really about creating space where, you know, girls can speak up, right?
Yep.
When the,
yep.
you know, fourth grade, fifth grade boys are running around and, you know, trying to, you know, pinch the bra straps and those kinds of behaviors, for girls to be able to say, please stop. But also to ensure that their teachers, the school administrators, the after-school programs, that the adults are comfortable saying that's not acceptable behavior and that they recognize that that kind of sexual harassment needs to be changed.
Dr. Miller from Children's, I love it, doctor. I can't thank you enough. I think it's very important for my son's future, for the future of all young men.
Oh, I'm so, so grateful to have the opportunity to speak with you.
Anytime. Thanks, doctor.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.